Behind the bench, 5-4-3-2-1. Coach Johnson, here we are at the Met Center, and you're playing against the Olympic team, and certainly the big thrill has to be against your son, Mark Johnson.
Right, and you know, we're just looking over the stats here before the game, and seeing Mark has 77 points. He has 24 more points than any player in the Olympic team, and just having a whale of a season. And I guess, you know, as a father, you're extremely proud of Mark. You know, he did the job for the Badgers for 3 years in the same category and played extremely well, and he's enjoying his experience, and I personally think it's a great experience for Mark to play away from Madison. You know, it's another dimension in hockey to play for another coach, and you know, the end result, he's going to certainly remember the fond memories and also become a lot better hockey player.
Yeah, I'm sure you've talked to your other son, Peter. How does he feel about playing against his brother?
He seems to be very excited about it. I think Pete's playing very well right now the last two weekends and seems to have gained a lot of confidence, and I know he's looking forward to play against the Olympic team. And, you know, just talking to Mark today, he's really excited about playing tonight, but I think he seems to be more excited about coming to Madison next Tuesday to the Dane County Coliseum. I don't know if the band was going to be there. They're going to play the Budweiser song. You know, I think he's convinced all these Olympic hockey players that Madison probably is the best place in the country to play college hockey.
Coach, you said you wouldn't know how you felt until about the last few minutes before game time. Well, we're getting there. How do you feel personally?
Well, again, you know, I think I'm thinking of my job here at the university and my responsibilities of the team, and of course, we hope that everything falls in place and we have a good game tonight, you know. And again, Mark, when they drop the puck at, in a few minutes here, he's on the other team, and of course, we got to treat him the same way. And I just hope that we come up with a good performance tonight. We haven't lost in the last two weekends. We're without Roy Schultz tonight, without Ron Griffin, which is going to hurt our team, but that means someone else will get a chance to play, Ted, and our job is to prepare ourselves and have a good game tonight and get ready for the Wolverines Friday and Saturday night in Ann Arbor.
Okay, what about your replacements now for Roy Schultz, starting in goal?
Well, I'm going to use Jamie Greenwort to start. I really don't know how long Jamie will play. Maybe he'll play half the game and Kip Pendleton the other half, and Theron Welsh will play with Bruce Wallace, and then Ether will play with Jay McFarlane, and then we'll spot Keller and Andringa, who just came in for the game after we found out that Griffin was sick.
What about the performance of the Olympic team? What do you expect from them? I'm sure they're going to be very physical, probably one of the hardest-hitting teams you might have to play against this year.
Well, I think if you analyze their schedule, they've been very, very successful. They've beaten international teams. They've beaten professionals. They're, I think, 12-1-2 in the Central Pro League. They'd be in first place in the Central Pro League. So they're playing very well. The thing that concerns me is their overall team speed, Ted. They're faster than we are, and we're a good skating team, you know. So I think that if they're faster than we are and we're a good skating team, that they might beat us the puck a few times. But, you know, we're going to go out there, and we have our game plan tonight, Ted, and we hope to stay with it. And I hope it's a very interesting game.
We'll have more with Coach Johnson right after this word. This is Badger Hockey. 5-4-3-2-1. Coach, what did you tell your players today to go up against this club? What kind of scheme do you have to use to beat them?
Well, we have to forecheck them and put a lot of pressure on the defensemen and hope they toss the throw the puck away. In the same token, we cannot give them any three-on-twos. We'll play defensively, and yet we'll be fairly aggressive with our forechecking, whether we send one man in or two men. So I think we got a game plan now, and if we can prevent the Olympic team from getting three-on-twos, we can certainly cut down their scoring chances. If we cut down their scoring chances, we'll cut down their score, the goals they're going to score. In the same token, when we get the opportunities, and we're going to get opportunities, we got to counterattack and shoot right away, and of course charge the net and hope that you can beat this Jim Craig, who's playing very well for the Olympic team.
I understand that Janizak was supposed to start.
Well, I don't know. It's my understanding that they're using Craig.
Okay, now when we get back to your son, how do you think you're going to react if he scores a goal against you tonight?
Well, I've seen him score so many. I don't know really.
Never against you though.
No, never against me. Well, you know, but again. That's the way the ball bounces, you know, and I hope that we can neutralize him tonight and keep him off the board. Maybe he's going to be trying too hard tonight out there. Maybe he's going to be a little bit tight, and maybe he's going to miss the net with some of those slap shots of Mark's.
Now, what about the possibility of your club maybe being in awe or maybe intimidated by the Olympians?
Well, I told him that. I said, don't be in awe of this team. A great majority played against you last year in the WCHA. I said, really, they play for Minnesota, or you know two of them with Suter and Mark. I said, don't go out there and be in awe that last year we beat Minnesota twice, and the year before we beat them three times. So we've had success against, you know, these same players. So don't go out there and be in awe. Just go out there and work hard and play your own game.
How do you compare this Olympic team to the one you coached a few years back?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that they're better. They got better players, and they got more depth. You know, it was very interesting in 76 when I coached the team. It was the height, the 75, the 76 season was the height of the World Hockey League, and there were two leagues, and a lot of these players, if it was in the same situation, would not be playing an Olympic team. They would have turned pro for the money, and they would have played in the World Hockey League, and now there is no World League. There's a merger, and a lot of these players are waiting for the Olympics to be over. They're developing here in a very good schedule with a very good team, and a majority of these players will turn pro when the Olympics are over. They're going to wait. And in my situation, they jumped in that World League because there was bargaining back and forth, and you know, we had no other choice. The 74 World team that I coached and never lost the game and won the B championship in Yugoslavia, we counted on that team for the Olympic team of 76, and 13 of those players had turned professional by 76, so that's the way it goes.
What about Mark Johnson turning professional? What are your thoughts as a father about that?
Well, you know, I told him that he's got to make a decision. He's got to make it within 2 weeks, and he's putting it off and putting it off, and now all of a sudden after the 22nd in Madison, he's only has three games left before the Olympics, and he's got to really sit down and say, well, do I want to turn pro when the Olympics are over? Do I want to come back to Wisconsin? He's had the great opportunity to, you know, to really see professional hockey, to play with players that are going to go in professional hockey, to play with players that are in professional hockey. And it's, like I say, it's been a wonderful experience. Now he's got to make that decision.
Final thing, Dave Spear. What is the story?
Well, Dave will not come back to school the second semester. Registration starts tomorrow and Thursday, and probably in the best interest of Dave Spear, it's probably a wise choice. Dave really had no interest in school. He tried it for a year and a half. He wasn't happy last year in university, and this year I had him in class, one of my own classes, Ted, and it just wasn't, he wasn't in the school. He was a frustrated hockey player. You know, I guess a lot of times when you're become frustrated, affects your performance, and he was convinced in his own mind he wasn't playing very good hockey, and you know, you put it all together, he had three goals for us playing a regular shift, and it was disappointing to Dave, and I think it was disappointing to our team. I thought the best thing for Dave Spear was to take a week off, and he wanted to take off. He did not want to play against Denver, and I think it's the best thing, and evaluate it all, and make a decision before school starts, Ted, and maybe in the best interest of Dave Spear, it's best for Dave to leave.
Coach, good luck against the Olympians tonight.
Thank you.
Coach Bob Johnson behind the bench. This is Badger Hockey.